Welcome to this audio recording from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock, Anbray. This sermon is the first in a new series looking at what we can learn about living by faith from the life of Abraham. And I pray that you'll be blessed and encouraged as you listen today. What does it look like to live a life by faith when the future is so uncertain? Over the next few weeks at church, we're going to be looking at the story of Abraham in the Bible. Abraham is one of the world's most important historical figures. And even though he lived 4,000 years ago, his life of faith has so much to teach us about living in a relationship with God right now. I encourage you over these next few weeks to read through the story of Abraham for yourself. I've put together another reading plan, which you can download from the website. Or I can post it out to you as well if you want. But it'll take you through the whole story of Abraham in the book of Genesis, and it's got readings to do every day, and it would be a great help as we look at this series. But today we're looking at the call of Abraham, which is not only the beginning of Abraham's story, but it's also the origin of Israel and the rise of God's salvation plan for the whole world. If you have a Bible with you, you might like to turn to Genesis chapter 12 and just to follow it along as we go through it. But first, it's probably good to just introduce ourselves with the main characters as we meet them at the end of chapter 11. Abraham is called Abram, but later God will change his name to the more familiar Abraham. He is married to Sarai, again, who receives a name change later to Sarah. Sarah, tragically, is unable to have any children. But after the death of Abraham's brother, Abraham seems to adopt his nephew Lot. He takes him in and he cares for him. They're originally from a place called Ur, which would be in modern-day southern Iraq, but they had moved to a place called Haran, which would be in modern-day Turkey. In many ways, they would have lived an average Bronze Age existence, a normal family at the time. But then God spoke. And he says in chapter 12, verse 1, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." God gives Abraham a command to go. He tells him to leave behind everything that he knows and move forward to an unknown destination. God doesn't tell him where he is going, but he does tell him that blessings are waiting for him there, and he makes him promises. He promises to guide him, to protect him, to bless him with a family and a home. And he says that through him, one day, all peoples on earth will be blessed. Now, these problems sound great, but Abraham has no children. So how is he going to have descendants? At this point, Abraham is 75 years old. His wife Sarah is 65 and has been unable to have children. So not only is God giving him an unknown destination, but he seems to be giving him impossible promises. So what is Abraham going to do? I wonder what you would do. But we read in verse 4, "So Abram went as the Lord had told him." He obeyed. Even though the destination was unknown and the promises seemed impossible, Abraham obeyed the command and he trusted in the promises. Several years ago, I was studying theology in London, and I remember at that time really seeking God for guidance for my life. I had felt that God had called me out of youth ministry, which I had been doing previously, but I really had no idea about what I would be doing before, and had all these things I thought I might be able to do and trying to sense God's call. And in the back of my mind had this crazy thought about becoming a Presbyterian minister, and I was just really seeking God. What is your calling for my life? What is my purpose? What is the next step? And just the future, just at that point, just seemed so uncertain. And then I remember for my birthday, two friends decided to take me on a surprise trip. So they told me to get ready in the morning and have my card for the underground, and that's kind of all I knew. And so they kind of told me which trains to get on, and as they were going on. And then for a certain part of the journey, they made me wear a blindfold, which I absolutely hated, but I trusted them just about enough to put it on. I didn't know where I was going, couldn't see in front of me, but I trusted that they were taking me to somewhere that I would want to go to. I trusted that they would keep me safe, so if I started to walk across a road and a bus was coming, that they'd like pull me back, and that they would guide my steps along the way. So they'd tell me when to turn right, tell me when to turn left, and tell me what I needed to go. And I remember thinking about that, and really God spoke to me through that experience, saying, that's what I'm doing in your life. You don't necessarily know where you're going. You don't necessarily see the full route in front of you, but you got to trust that I'm taking you somewhere good. You got to trust that I will protect you on this journey, and that I will guide your steps. So when choices come, I will show you the right ones to take you. And if you follow, I will lead you to where you are to go. That's what Abraham did. He didn't know where he was going, but he trusted that God would guide him and show him the way forward. Later on, the author of Hebrews commends Abraham as an example of how we can live by faith when the future is so uncertain. Because by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Abraham obeyed the command, trusted the promise, and he worshipped God with every step along the journey. In verses 6 to 9, we see that Abraham enters into the land that would become the inheritance for his descendants. And he walks the whole length of it, from the north all the way down to the south. But when he gets to the very center, to a place called Shechem, the Lord appears to him and makes him the promise, to your offspring or to your seed, I will give this land. And Abraham's response is to build an altar. And as he travels through the land, he worships God and calls on his name because he is trusting in the promises, even though he has not yet received the things promised. And this is where the story of Abraham begins. And we learn that he is a man of faith, a man of obedience, and a man of worship. But this story is so much more than just an introduction to Abraham. More importantly, these verses are an introduction to God's promises. The promises to Abraham of descendants, land, and that he would be a blessing to all the nations set up the entire narrative of the rest of the Old Testament. See, the book of Genesis begins with God creating humankind. And after he makes them, he blesses them. And he gives them a home where they can enjoy his blessings forever. But they don't trust God. And they don't obey him. And they let sin into this world, which separates them from God's blessings. And then in the rest of Genesis chapter 1 to 11, we see this problem of sin just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And then it ends with the story of the Tower of Babel, where we see the nations of earth being divided and being dispersed. God's perfect world that he has made has been broken by sin. But here we see the beginning of God's redemption plan. Through Abraham's family, God has promised that he will bless all the families of earth. And so we read through the rest of the Bible from this point, waiting to see when those promises will be fulfilled and when a son of Abraham will come and reverse the effects of sin. But by the time we get to the end of the Old Testament, Abraham's descendants have made a mess of it, and the promises still are left unfulfilled. But then we get to the New Testament, which opens with these words from Matthew 1, verse 1. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. Jesus loves God, and he obediently left his home in heaven and journeyed all the way to the cross so that through his death we could be blessed with the same blessings promised to Abraham. Through Christ, we can receive all that God said he would give to Abraham. See, God's word is living and it is active and it is all about Jesus. So this ancient story still speaks to us today, teaching us how to live by faith. The future is really uncertain at the moment, and we just don't know what tomorrow will bring. This pandemic has set us all on a journey to an unknown destination. But as a church, we are not going to stand still. We are going to move forward by faith. Tomorrow is uncertain, so let us obey God's commands today. Let us trust in God's promises today. And let us worship in the blessings that we have received through Christ today. Let us just take a moment as we close and pray to God. Father God, we thank you for all your faithfulness, and that through Jesus you have kept all your promises of love. Bless us with the gift of your Holy Spirit today, so that we might walk with obedience, trusting in your promises and worshiping you with every step on this journey. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. For more Church at Home resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.